Line upon line, James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. James taught us how to ask God so that we will receive an answer. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Ask in faith. The requirement to ask in faith implies the necessity to not only express, but to do, the dual obligation to both plead and to perform, the requirement to communicate and to act. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, April 2008 General Conference. Lack wisdom. To some extent or other, we all lack the kind of wisdom that only God can give us. The things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. That's why we all need to ask of Him. Liberally. The Greek word this is translated from denotes simplicity, which may imply a single-mindedness in God's purpose, to give to us openly and generously. Upbraideth not. God will answer you and will never upbraid, criticize, scold, or reproach you for humbly asking Him for an answer to a sincere question. Giveth to all men. He denieth none that come unto Him, and all are alike unto God. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 33. Nothing wavering. In times of distress, let your covenants be paramount, and let your obedience be exact. Then you can ask in faith, nothing wavering, according to your need, and God will answer. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, April 2009 General Conference. Ask of God. Prayers are answered to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. The object of prayer is not to change the will of God, but to secure for ourselves and for others blessings that God is already willing to grant, but that we must ask for in order to obtain. Guide to the Scriptures Prayer, scriptures.lds.org. Editor's Note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected doctrinal mastery verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. Read by David Shaw.